Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Women who served in the military will be honored during Morristown's online streaming Memorial Day ceremony. A highlight will be a nurse from World War II. KYW's Kimberly Adams reports.
When we got to the Golden Gate Bridge, it was the most glorious day of my life to see my own country. We cried.
The homecoming for Morristown's 96-year-old Vonnie Camp in 1946 is just one highlight in her military career as a nurse in World War II. She served in several hospitals in the China-Burma-India Theater.
It helped me to grow, and I saw parts of the world that were very foreign to me. It was an enriching experience.
Vonnie wrote a book called Lingering Fever a few years ago. She'll be honored at Morristown's viral Memorial Day tribute. Mayor Nicole Gillespie.
She's a real treasure for Morristown, and we're so lucky we have someone like her in our midst who can help us keep those memories alive.
Retired Air Force Colonel Linda Carskadden will do the introduction.
The World War II nurses were my inspiration.
And Camp's honored.
Well, I'm very glad that this generation can remember the people that served and tried to make a better world. Just looked out my window and I saw someone had planted an American flag, which is a very touching thing.
For more information, go to our website at kywnewsradio.com. Kimberly Adams, KYW News Radio.